Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trendmaster Zeitkull by Matthew Barney. I am Jack, that's Miles.
Oh, yeah.
And here are some things that are trending.
Trendmaster Zeitkull, man. My favorite piece of art to reference when you talk about things you can only watch in really weird ways.
Yeah.
Although I think my dad's homies had a ton of bootlegs, and that's how I saw
word.
It first. Yeah, dude. People are wrecking.
So you've seen it? I haven't seen it, actually.
Yeah. I have.
The Cremister is... Well, we won't get into explaining
Cremister
cycle. It's interesting.
Ask in your anatomy class about that one.
Xyla Avant-Garde is trending. Mm-hmm. This is the child who won the Scripps National Spelling Bee and is the first Black child to do it. She's from Louisiana. And she is also the Guinness World Record holder for all sorts of basketball dribbling things. There's like this.
Wait, that video was her. Those are records that she holds?
Yeah.
I thought she was stunting on us with her just ridiculous coordination. I didn't realize she was a world record holder, too.
Yeah. Guinness book was like, hey, shout out to Xyla for.
Oh, right. We're relevant, huh? Remember us?
Yeah.
Guinness?
We knew her first. She's our friend.
We're not just a panic buy for terrible uncles to get before a birthday party.
But if you've seen Steph Curry do his dribbling drills where he like dribbles three basketballs and she's doing like that, but with an extra basketball thrown in while riding on a unicycle. And yeah, it just seems to be all around a... amazing human being.
It's weird. All the like super smart people I know, they're all into juggling.
Huh.
It's like a weird, do you know people who juggle, but they're also like, they're not like performers, like just nerdy jugglers?
Not really. I juggled for a couple years when I was a kid.
Man, shout out to nerdy jugglers. Shout out to Brian.
I lost it.
Our engineer. He also a nerdy juggler too, it turns out. Yeah, like two of my cousins are like all into that shit.
Yeah. What are they like? How do you get real into juggling? I never made it past the beanbag phase.
For them, they're like super into like super math head type kids. So that I think for the people they were like really modeling themselves or like the people they're really into, like piano and like juggling were like kind of all these things that were just like very cerebral and engaging and like a you know, tranquil activity to do. But yeah, you know, shout out to the jugglers.
Yeah. That's one of those things that, like, when you're, it can, like, put you in that flow state, you know?
Right, exactly.
You just have to be focused on something.
Well, there's a new dating show on Peacock that is specifically for Jane Austen lovers.
It sounds like it. It's like they have a new reality dating show that's essentially like a bachelorette type thing. But the whole thing is they're not just going to put a bunch of horny people on a, you know, fantastic beach town or something, or, you know, a Calabasas mansion. They're going to actually take a historical twist and go back in time to more civilized times, because this show is called Pride and Prejudice, an experiment in romance. And according to the, you know, the industry rags out there, they say, quote, a group of eligible hopeful suitors will have to win the heart of the heroine and her court. Housed in a castle in the countryside, the heroine and suitors will experience that with which dreams are made of, from carriage rides and boat rides on the lake to archery and handwritten letters to communicate. They will be immersed in a time-traveling quest for love.
That which with dreams are made of is not even how you would say that. And those, they just added a bunch of like,
yeah,
words
it just got wordy.
There.
Look, that sounds like me in high school when I was trying to like make up for the fact that I only had like one paragraph worth of shit to say. That but, with which, therefore,
and heretofore,
right, notwithstanding. They're like, you wrote a fucking the worst run on sentence I've ever heard.
So they've done these reality shows before, right? Where they like they're always intriguing in concept, and then they suck. Is
right.
Basically my understanding of it. Like I guess Survivor is a version of it, where you're like going back to the very beginning, where like you only have what access to what a caveman would.
Sure, but you're not trying to fuck each other on Survivor.
I mean,
that's the difference. I mean, that's not the explicit aim of most contestants.
Right.
But for this to be a dating show, you know, like for me personally as a person of color, I don't really long for this era. But as a history buff, I really do like the concept. Like I would get really rigid with it. Be like, oh, there's no electricity. Y'all right. using a commode. Also, like this is, and I think that would be, I mean, not just to stress them out, but if you want to like really immerse them in this experience of being these, you know, because it's really like what happens when 21st century horny people have to get down the old fashioned way could be kind of interesting. I would like to do an 80s version of this show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like dresses wild, like all the just wacky music pumping without all the terrible problematic societal things, just the aesthetic. Right. But you can tell just sort of like off of this application, because right now, hey, if you want to be cast, applications are open. They say the quote, the application consists of 50 questions, which range from basic bio and demographic information to more poignant details like, why do you think you're single? And when it comes to dating, is chivalry important to you? Explain and provide examples, if applicable.
Wow.
And also,
why do you think you're single is a fucked up question to ask a single person.
But that's why, you know, because, you know, when they cast reality, they got to make sure they know how to fuck with your head to get a narrative out of you. You know, but it's like,
that's something your mom asks you to really.
And who has the self-awareness? If you asked me that a fucking when I was 28, I couldn't answer that question.
Right.
Being single. Yeah. And like, you know what I would have said? I keep meeting the same people. That's the problem. Uh-huh. And it would end there. No real introspection. Is it more that I'm attracting the same person because I'm at a certain level of stunted development and I'm yearning for more, yet I haven't learned how to push through that barrier, and I'm merely chalking this up to meeting the same people as it's a very convenient explanation for my lack of introspection? I don't know. And that's why I won't be on a show like this.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, once they fully commit to... I don't know. I think there's just something about the amount of detail that you need to really put into like the creation of an environment to make it compelling. Like every single detail needs to be there. And then having just like normal ass reality TV cameras on it that makes it feel like less impressive or something. Cause like when I saw they did an Old West version of this and it looked like shit and like it wasn't something that
it looks
I wanted
like
to
a,
watch.
Looks like a shitty costume party.
Right.
You know, and
exactly.
then you're like, man, people, then that's where, again, I'm more like, take this shit seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
There isn't going to be ice for another 3 days because they're not coming to make a delivery from up on the mountain. So you're going to have to drink that shit warm.
You're going to have to decide whose smell you can actually stand for more than 30 minutes.
And whose
pheromones get involved, you know?
Whose blood pressure just goes through the roof because all the preserved salt food you're eating and shit.
Right. The food. Yeah, yeah. And then finally, Marsha Blackburn is trending. She is, apparently she has a running feud with Taylor Swift because Taylor Swift came out when she was running during her election and was like, don't vote for her. So Senator Marsha Blackburn said that Taylor Swift's socialist leanings don't really make sense because, and apparently she knows about socialism because she said that if there was a socialist government, the state would have to approve her music and wouldn't allow women to dress or sing or to be on stage or entertain. So clearly a very nuanced understanding of socialism that is based on...
That's all they got. That's all they got now. It's based on like Footloose and like the Taliban mixed together.
Yeah, both religious extremism, both examples of religious extremism. How is that?
I don't think if you know this, we're here right now in this country. Look at Britney Spears. Look at the state of reproductive rights. Look at the state of people's rights based on, you know, gender identification. There's all kinds of nasty shit already happening. But again, yeah, people advocating for things where we're creating more equitable outcomes for people's labor and that they have the right to live in a humane manner is just a terrible thing. So,
yeah. All right, let's take a quick break.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
And we're back. And L.A. Mayor, our very own Eric Garcetti,
shit stain,
has been named the U.S. ambassador to India by President Biden. This feels a little bit like Clippers fans last year when Doc got fired and went to the 76ers. And they were like, yeah, no, man, good for you. Good luck, guys. This is going to be good. We wish nothing but the best for you. But really, they know they're passing off trash. That's kind of how I feel as Eric Garcetti departs LA. It's like, oh, shit, man. Wow. Hey, you got a good one, India. You got a good one over there. Great call, Biden.
Do you right. Do you right?
Fuck! Why would they give him India? That's a big country.
I don't know. I don't know. Do we need ambassadors? Like, really? You know, so many things are ceremonial at certain points. Obviously, with countries where we have very significant relations with, I understand the importance to have someone there to begin to discuss being an intermediary. But with Eric Garcetti, you know, he probably was blowing up Joe Biden's phone. He's like, please, man, can I get something?
Just get me
please,
the fuck like, out of this job. I hate it.
They hate me. They all know, like, it's all nepotism for me because, like, I come from, like, a dynastic family in L.A. politics, dude. I hate it. Come on.
Sure this is not what he had in mind when there were those rumors. I don't know if it was his people spreading them, but there were those rumors that he was being considered for a cabinet position. This feels like, you know, some people get the ambassadorship and it's like, oh, that's a nice thing for them to do in their dotage. But this feels like it is a consolation prize for someone who just wants out of their current situation.
Yeah. So then we don't know when he'll actually end up fucking off because the Senate, you know, there's like a lot of shit that has to get processed. So it could be months. Or who knows how long, but yeah, I don't know if he leaves and it's before the end of his term, because I think the primary is going to be next June. So in that interim period, I think the city council decides who's going to be the mayor. Yeah,
that would be dope if like Nithya had a say in that. I mean, she will because Nithya.
Yeah. But Raman, then so will people like Mitch O'Farrell and Paul Krikorian, who are absolute trash bags.
God, we could really use some. I was going to say we could use some socialism here in LA, but then that'll turn into them having to approve all the entertainment that goes out in this town, and they won't let women be in movies anymore. Yep. So that's probably not a great thing. Cinema is trending for two reasons. Kirsten, with an S, it is trending because she's doing her job.
She's doing Satan's work, you know, blocking any kind of Democratic legislation, especially as it relates to the filibuster, her and Joe Manchin. So there's a clip of her and Joe Manchin being thanked by Republicans for their obstructionism and saying, like, hey, man, if the filibuster got cooked, like, they sent somebody saying, like, we would have been dead meat. Thank you.
I mean,
what the fuck?
It's
so fucked up to hear that shit out loud. Yeah. When you're like, exactly, you fascist fucks should be completely banished from any kind of decision-making position. But it shows you, again, this is what the real stakes are with this. And you see who the people are who are the, you know, tending to the garden of systemic oppression by being like, well, maybe the filibuster is like good. And like, maybe if everyone can decide that it's a good, no, it's stop. It's a racist relic. It's only getting in the way as honestly with the Supreme Court decision earlier this week, the way in which we will be able to vote is in serious jeopardy. So to have people like this who are getting in the way of real legislation that's trying to standardize things just on a small level, because it's the only fucking arrow in the Democrats' quiver at the moment. This is like, man, please.
Yeah.
Get out of
here. We're in a lot more, you know, it's easy to feel complacent because Democrats have the presidency and both houses of Congress. But we're in a two-party system and one of the parties is openly authoritarian now.
Like, yeah.
That's, if you had told me that 5 years ago, I would, you know, that's pretty shocking. We've gone a long way towards, you know, a future where America is an authoritarian state.
Yeah.
So
it'll be, oh my God. It's just like, I'm like, what's in my mind? Like the only time I would keep an enemy around, like if I'm, if you know, cause politics is all game, is like, if you just, you got something for him down the road that you're trying to do, but this isn't the challenge, you know,
right.
this is not what it is. You have to understand what the threats are to life as we know it. I mean, obviously complacency is a huge one as well, but to go this, you know, to have them pull up and be like, here's a bouquet of flowers and thank you so much.
Thank you. We were really scared.
White supremacy, man. They really had us in the fourth quarter there. But
how did she... Like, people were hopeful about her. Did she just, like, make a right turn? Or what
no,
happened? She's just always been kind of shitty, but she was better than the Republican option.
She was going to beat the Republican, so with everyone being like, well, shit. Senate math. We love it. Yeah. And then, you know, it's time to put the chips down, and now you're like, we're not changing our minds.
And finally, Black Widow is trending. That movie is finally coming out after, you know, years of being on the shelf due to the global pandemic. It's getting good reviews. Opening night, Thursday night, was bigger than F9. So, I mean,
that shows you know, the power of that MCU.
Yeah, the original MCU. And as we've talked about, this is really like last chance for Black Widow to shine. So it'll be interesting to see this kind of I predict this is gonna have a big weekend.
Just got a feeling.
Just got this feeling, man. but I remember like during the pandemic, Fandango was trying to stay relevant, so they were releasing headlines about the movie that most people were still like searching, and it was always Black Widow.
That makes sense. I mean, people love it.
MCU.
People love it.
And the trailer looked dope. Also, Summer of Soul, directed by Questlove, is at a 98 on Metacritic. So that's one that is out in theaters that people should seek out if you can.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Those are the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We're back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.